John chapter 9.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. Jesus' followers asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this person or his parents, to cause him to be born blind?" Jesus answered, "This person did not sin. His parents did not sin. No, this occurred so that God's deeds might be shown in this man's life. We must do the works of the one who sent me while it is still daytime. Night is coming. No one can work then. I am light for the people of the world while I am in the world." After Jesus said these things, he spit on the ground and made some mud with it. Then he rubbed it on the blind man's eyes. Jesus said to him, "Go, wash yourself in the pool of Siloam." This word means sent. Then the blind man went away and washed himself and came back with sight. Then the people who used to see him before, when he was a beggar, and his neighbors were saying, "This is the man who used to sit and beg." Other people were saying, "It's him." Still others were saying, "No, but he looks like him." But the man himself continued to say, "I am the one." They asked again and again, "How come you can see?" The man answered, "A man called Jesus made some mud and rubbed it on my eyes. Then he told me, 'Go to Siloam and wash yourself.' So I went there and washed myself, and now I can see." They asked him, "Where is Jesus?" The blind man answered, "I don't know." They brought the man who was once blind to the Pharisees. Jesus had made the mud and opened the blind man's eyes on the Sabbath day. Again, the Pharisees kept asking the blind man how he could see. The man said to them, "He put mud on my eyes, I washed myself, and I can see." Some of the Pharisees were saying, "This man Jesus is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath day." But others were saying, "How could a sinful man perform such miracles?" They were divided among themselves. They asked the blind man again, "What do you say about Jesus? Do you believe he opened your eyes?" The man answered, "He is a prophet." The Jewish leaders didn't believe that the man had really been blind and could now see until they called the man's parents. The leaders asked them, "Is this man your son? Do you claim that he was born blind? How come he now sees?" Then his parents answered, "We know he is our son and that he was born blind, but we don't know how he can see now. We don't know how he opened his eyes. Ask him. He is a grown man. He can speak for himself." The man's parents said these things because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. The Jewish leaders had already agreed that if anyone said that Jesus was the Messiah, that person would be thrown out of the synagogue. That is why his parents said, "He is an adult. Ask him." Then a second time, the Jewish leaders told the man, who had been blind, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." The man answered, "Maybe he is a sinner. I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind and now I can see." They asked him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" The man answered, "I have already told you and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You don't want to become his followers, do you?" Then they insulted the man, saying, "You are Jesus' follower. We are Moses' followers. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but we don't know where this Jesus comes from." The man answered them, "That is amazing. You don't know where Jesus comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but God will listen to anyone who respects him and obeys his will. Since time began, no one has ever heard of anyone opening the eyes of a man born blind. If Jesus did not come from God, he could not do anything." They answered him, "You were totally born in sin. You cannot teach us." And they threw him out. Jesus heard that the Jewish leaders had thrown the man out. Jesus found him and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" The man answered, "Sir, who is he, so that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and he is speaking to you right now." The man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped Jesus. Jesus said, I came into this world so that there can be a judgment day, so that the people who cannot see may see, and those who think they can see may become blind. Some Pharisees who were with Jesus heard this. They said to him, You don't think we are blind too, do you? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would be innocent. But you are now claiming you can see. So your guilt remains.